On today's show, Americans are driving more, but using less fuel. Jaguar Land Rover looks to Slovakia to expand its capacity. And cybersecurity is an issue that's not going away. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for August 11th of 2015. In an effort to become more competitive globally, Jaguar Land Rover is considering to build a new manufacturing plant in Slovakia. The company signed a letter of intent with the Slovak government, and a final decision is expected later this year. The plant will have the capacity to build 300,000 aluminum JLR vehicles annually, but no word yet on what those models will be. The first cars are expected to roll off the line in 2018. The company said it looked at a number of sites in the U.S., Mexico, and Europe, but chose Slovakia because it's a good location logistically and close to its supply chain. Hyundai announced it's hired a new chief marketing officer. Dean Evans will take over that role starting next Monday. The company had been without a marketing chief in the U.S. since Steve Shannon left last November. Evans is the former chief marketing officer at Subaru of America, a company that has seen spectacular growth the last several years, thanks in part to its advertising. And as we keep pointing out, a good ad campaign can really help boost sales. And in related news, Scott Painter, the co-founder, chairman, and CEO of TrueCar, announced he's stepping down as CEO by the end of the year. No replacement has been named, but it wouldn't be surprising to see John Krafcek, currently president of TrueCar and the former head of Hyundai Motor America, take over the top spot. Still to come, will security updates become as routine as oil changes? And Mercedes launches an OnStar-like service.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Hyundai, learn more at Hyundai.com. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Cybersecurity is a growing concern in the auto industry. Last month, a couple of hackers were able to remotely gain control of a Jeep Cherokee. And just last week, hackers revealed they were able to turn off a Tesla Model S at low speeds, but had to do it from inside the car. Tesla has since come out with a patch to fix that problem, and GM just came out with its own patch for its OnStar system after hackers were able to control functions like unlocking doors and starting the engine. And this goes to show that this is a problem that's not going away. Getting a security update will likely become as routine as getting an oil change. And it's going to be a more common problem because more automakers are equipping vehicles with that type of technology. Starting with model year 2016, all new Mercedes-Benz vehicles in the U.S. will come with Embrace Connect, which is a bundle of connected services, very much like GM's OnStar. The service is standard for 5 years and includes things like roadside assistance, vehicle diagnostic information, and a remote start function via a smartphone. There's also three optional Embrace packages called Secure, Concierge, and Entertain. A trial run of these services are offered anywhere from 3 to 6 months and includes stolen vehicle location, 24/7 non-emergency support, and the iHeartRadio app, just to name a few. If you'd like to learn more about the service, including prices, just click the headline in today's transcript. Coming up next, Infiniti has a unique way to interact with consumers, and fuel economy regulations are starting to have an impact. At this weekend's Pebble Beach Concours, Infiniti will have a unique interactive display for anyone who visits its pavilion. First is a custom-built simulator that allows users to take a virtual ride in the Q60 concept on some of the world's most exhilarating roads. The simulator will replicate every bump, acceleration, and turn. The second experience is a virtual guided tour by Alfonso Albaiza, Infiniti's design director, around the QX30 concept. He begins with pencil sketches, moving to CAD files, then to clay models, and all the way down to the final design. It really seems like a cool way to learn more about a brand. It makes me wonder, why don't we see more interactions like this at auto shows? I think that would be the perfect place to do it. You know, we're finally starting to see the evidence that U.S. fuel economy regulations are working. Even though Americans are driving more, they're using less fuel. In the first 4 months of 2015, a record-breaking 987 billion miles were driven. That's almost 4% more than last year, and the highest level since before the Great Recession. It's due to a growing population, cheaper fuel, and more vehicles on the road. According to Wards, there were almost 249 million vehicles on the road in 2007. By 2013, that jumped to 253 million vehicles. And yet, even though Americans are driving more vehicles and logging more miles, they're using 8 billion gallons less of gasoline and diesel fuel, showing that CAFE standards are really doing their job. Hey, make sure you tune into our coverage of the Woodward Dream Cruise this Friday. We have some terrific guests joining us, including futurist and designer extraordinaire Sid Mead. Jim Hall is back by popular demand. Also on the program are Mark Trossel, the head of design at Dodge and SRT, and Trisha Hecker from Mopar. Then Mark Phelan from the Detroit Free Press will take us on a tour of historic emergency vehicles. So join us this Friday afternoon for the biggest car show in the world, cruising down Woodward Avenue. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching and making us a part of your day.